T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's welcome in the Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Brian Baldinger. As always, Insider calls rather, brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Morning, Brian. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Brian, how you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing good.
You may have laughed when I said cold with lows of 40. I don't know where you are. Is it colder there?
No, it's beautiful. It's 55 degrees here and pulling in the parking lot at NFL Films right now.
Okay. Tell me about the Saints. National perception, what you guys that are in the know, your take on it. And did you think they were going to be this good? After Drew Brees went down, do you think there was any way Teddy Bridgewater could keep it going? And now that you've seen Drew back and a defense, et cetera, lay it all out for me, Brian.
Well, it started, up in Seattle, which is one of the toughest places to play. And they went out there, and you're talking about the weather. It was just like a driving rainstorm all day, and they played phenomenally. They really outplayed Seattle. They won that game. They beat Dallas. I mean, they just went through the schedule one after the other, and I thought that they're the ultimate team. Just incredible contributions from a lot of people that, a lot of mainstream don't really pay attention to. I thought they played really well as a team. I think they rallied around the loss of Drew. And I think right now, I know we're at the halfway point of the season and no champions get crowned, but I think they're the best team in the NFL right now, in large part because of how they were able to overcome the loss of Drew. And, the last 2 weeks, overcoming the loss of Alvin Kamara, who has been as good an offensive player as there is in the NFL over the last 3 seasons.
You didn't say NFC. You said the best team in the NFL.
I did.
Wow.
I did, Tommy. I think when you look at them, I know the Patriots are undefeated. I know the 49ers are undefeated. But when I watch the Saints play, they're just better on all sides of the ball and the kicking game than I think the Patriots or the 49ers are. Now, the only way to really find that out is to go head-to-head. So, that might come down the road. But for right now, the way that they have played the game, the way that they win games, I think they're the best all-around team. I think they're the best offensive line. Teddy Bridgewater played really, really well, but Drew played well last week, really well, like he hadn't been out of football at all. And Michael Thomas is the best receiver in football. I mean, you go on and on and on. Marshawn Lattimore is as good a press corner as there is in the NFL. The front is nasty. Defensive front is nasty. I mean, I like everything about that team right now.
And, of course, Sean Payton, too. We'll talk about him when we come back. I want to talk about the 49ers, too. They're undefeated, but have they really played anybody? And when it comes to Green Bay, are you writing them off, or they just can't, I hate to say stay on the field, but compete with the Saints? And it may be a close game. I didn't mean to imply that. And I also want to talk about New England and Belichick, because to me, Sean Payton going against Bill Belichick would be the ultimate Super Bowl. We're talking to Brian Baldinger. As always, Insider Calls, he's a Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. And as always, Insider Calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire, and we'll be right back. 720 traffic now, WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Brian Baldinger on the line. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Brian, did you say you were at NFL Films?
I am at NFL Films right now here, Tommy.
Well, let's hear a little bit more of that. Let's hear a little bit more of that music.
There we go. That's me. I love that.
It is amazing. Boy, I'm going to tell you what. And I remember as a kid when that was just first getting going and what the Sables have done with that. But enough. Let's talk about San Francisco. Have they really played anybody? They're the undefeated team in the NFC, Patriots in the AFC. I guess the question, Brian, is, are the 49ers overrated?
No, I don't think they're overrated. I mean, you are what your record is. They're 7-0. They beat the Carolina Panthers, who had won 4 in a row, and they beat them badly, 51-13. They beat the Los Angeles Rams in Los Angeles. I mean, those are two quality teams. two teams that will certainly contend for a postseason berth, and they beat both those teams. Look, the schedule is going to get tougher, and we'll find out more about them. I don't believe they're going to go undefeated, but I think they're a really good football team, Tommy, and I think their defense could be amongst the top two or three in the NFL. And, you know, I think offensively there's nobody in all of football, including Sean Payton or Bill Belichick, that could design a run game quite like the 49ers do. They give a lot of teams problems.
And that's Kyle Shanahan, right, head coach? Is he more of a defensive guy or an offensive guy?
No, he's the offense. He's the head coach, and he's the offensive coordinator.
So let's put them both on a field because you never know, right? Saints play the 49ers. Well, first of all, they're playing later in the season. And do you think that would be the game to determine home field advantage in the NFC? And I know it's plenty early for that, but do you think?
Well, I mean, the Green Bay Packers might have something to say about that. The Minnesota Vikings could. But right now, I would have to say that that could be very much, you know, for the right to go to the Super Bowl 54 in Miami this year. I mean, at the halfway point, it looks like they're on a collision course to go play each other. But certainly what Aaron Rodgers is doing, he's probably the MVP at this point of the season right now, and how the Vikings are playing. I'll see him Sunday in Kansas City. They've won four in a row. They're a pretty solid football team, and I'm not going to leave the Dallas Cowboys out of it, but I would say right now San Francisco and the Saints could very well be competing for home field, or not just home field, but for the championship in the NFC. And it might come down to, you know, where they play the game.
And that home field advantage is huge, is it not?
It is, but, you know, the Saints had home field advantage last year. Of course, we know the call. Yeah. We know what happened. And
Don't bring that up again, please.
Well, they had the home field last year.
Yeah, you know, I'm kidding you.
The week before that, they had home field against the Eagles. They were down 14-0. It wasn't looking real good. And I was in the dome that day, and I've heard it, you know, it was pretty quiet there for the first half.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't think we want to go back to Minnesota either. So when it comes to Bill Belichick, and let's move ahead, okay, let's presume everything works out, and the Saints are playing the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Compare and contrast, if you will, Sean Payton, Bill Belichick.
Well, I think the New England Patriots have the league's best defense. Now, you could argue who have they played, and you wouldn't be wrong. I mean, they haven't played the 49ers or the Saints or the Packers or the Vikings, other good offenses. So, you know, a lot of it is against – but they're setting records right now, Tommy. I mean, we've never seen a defense play like this. They literally – they lead the league in takeaways, fewest points scored, the fewest points scored in the history of the NFL at this point right now. They're the best defense by a country mile in the NFL. So, Sean Payton, I can imagine getting ready to play the Patriots, let's say in the Super Bowl, 2 weeks to get ready – we might see one of the best games we've ever seen in the history of the Super Bowls in Miami if those two guys went head-to-head. I've seen Sean Payton game plan against great players and great teams, and it is something to watch what they come up with. And Drew Brees is a huge part of it, the offensive line coach Dan Rauscher. I mean, they're all burning the midnight oil getting ready for something like that.
You'd have the league's best offensive coach, league's best defensive coach. The storylines just keep going. You got Drew Brees against Tom Brady, right? Man, I'm going to tell you what, it'd be something. I hope we get there. Brian, real quick, when it comes to Atlanta, because that I don't know if you can have a rival when the other team is not doing very well, but is Quinn going to make it till the end of the year?
Well, I was there Sunday, and I saw, you know, it was 24-0 at halftime, Tommy. It wasn't looking pretty good. They played much better in the second half. I think the owner is reluctant to make a change during the season. And I think he's looking for a spark. I think he's looking to turn things around right now. And I think he's going to give Dan Quinn that opportunity. He did take this team to a Super Bowl, you know, four short years ago. So I think he's going to give them an opportunity here to finish the season, unless it just completely falls apart. And I know 1-7, you'd say, well, how much further can it fall apart? It can get worse, but there was no quit in the players at all. And anytime Julio Jones is on the field, you better be ready for one of the league's great players in the history of the game to go take charge.
Thank you, Brian. A pleasure as always. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Thanks as always, Brian. Here's WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.